Hi there, this is Kohari Unregged with the Code Lyoko Powercast, as I like to call it, the second version of the Code Lyoko Powercast. I was very pleased with the response that my previous Powercast got. Lots of people posted about it. And, well, I just like to talk a little bit more about certain things. More specifically, my video request topic. I don't know how that's going to play out in the future. I thought it would be a good idea, but I've picked up this, which I think is a very good idea on my part, and I've got other things going on. My life isn't 100% Code Lyoko, even though it can be at sometimes. So I don't know if I will try to continue the video request topic as best I can, so sorry about that to anyone. So I was told to mention a few things. Let's see, Garage Kids. I wanted to talk about Garage Kids, definitely, because that is definitely of interest to me. I've not seen any proof thus far that Garage Kids was actually not just a pilot movie, but I'm under the impression that it was at one time an actual television show with episodes and whatnot. I'd love to find proof that it isn't, because then I'd be proven wrong, but I think it would be very interesting to see. Oh, here it is. And I'm also supposed to talk about Garage Kids 2, Aelita and the Code of Lyoko, about Dan Matt 6288 wrote about. And I found his story very interesting. I like the transition between Code Lyoko and Garage Kids. Or rather, Garage Kids to Code Lyoko. He definitely writes this good, and it's definitely long. And I definitely like how he ends this, so there you go, Dan Matt. That's your little mention there. And now I'd like to talk about a certain guest who had posted in my movie topic. You know, I like criticism about my movies, what I can do better. People would tell me what I did good, what I did bad. This guy, he obviously wasn't quite pleased. There we go, there it is. And I quote, "That was the worst thing that has ever been my misfortune to see." And, let's see, that's just interesting in my opinion. I don't see how anyone can hate an hour-long movie that took me about 7 hours to create. Jeremy scene, don't even ask how long that took. But I was happy with, Jay Wagner gave me, or Jay Wag or whatever, gave me, he used to be Jay Wagner, I could have sworn it, gave me 6 out of 10. And, he gave me things that I could have improved upon, so that's what I consider an acceptable review. And I would also like to apologize to the creator of the topic, virtualization as a poll. I thought that it was a poll on the concept of virtualization in Code Lyoko, not an actual fanfic. I'm very sorry, I didn't look at it, I was just sort of skimming over things. Now I'm in the tech links in their Code Lyoko download section. Is very interesting. I personally am a huge fan of TechLinks and all their episodes. TechLinks was my second biggest resource for the production of Code Lyoko the Movie 3. My first biggest resource, which I'd like to talk to you about for the next 10 seconds, is... wait, 40 seconds. Phew. BearShare. BearShare is the greatest file sharing program that I've ever come in contact with. Right now I'm sharing my movie on that, the high quality version, I believe, for those of you with cable connections, can download it there. No viruses, nothing like Kazaa, huge selection of anything, very, very easy to use, but it comes with spyware, so there's a trade-off. Well, I would love to see you next time, so thanks for listening, goodbye.